In this bulletin, Melbourne's lockdown to end as restrictions ease. An outage at a cloud service company causes popular websites to go offline. And in the AFL, Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley steps down. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Melburnians will need to stay within 25 kilometres of their homes under an easing of COVID-19 restrictions. Victoria recorded one new locally acquired case linked to one of the outbreaks, and that person has been in isolation. Melbourne's lockdown is ending tomorrow night, and the 25-kilometre travel limit for Melbourne residents is to stop them driving to regional Victoria for the upcoming long weekend. Acting Premier James Molino.
For Melbourne, that means the five reasons to leave home will no longer apply in metropolitan Melbourne. The existing 10-kilometre limit will be increased to 25 kilometres. That means the only reasons to go further than 25 kilometres will be for work, education, caregiving or getting a vaccination. Travel into regional Victoria still remains a no-go for now.
Public gatherings will be capped at 10 people and the ban on gatherings in homes will remain in place. Cafes and restaurants will reopen with strict capacity limits and all students look set to be back in class, but gyms will stay shut. Australians who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now get an immunisation history statement or COVID-19 digital certificate to show proof of their inoculation. These certificates are being issued through Medicare accounts and can be saved to a mobile phone. The digital certificate only shows COVID-19 vaccines as approved for use in Australia. The vaccination provider needs to report the vaccination information to the Australian Immunisation Register before people can get their digital certificate. Hard copies are also expected to be made available. Loud applause was heard in Sarajevo's City Hall as Ratko Mladic lost his final legal battle and United Nations judges affirmed his life sentence. The military chief became known as the Butcher of Bosnia for orchestrating genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes in the Balkans War in the 1990s. Sarajevo Mayor Benjamina Karic welcomed the verdict.
This is day of justice for Sarajevo, day of justice for Bosnia and Herzegovina, and day of justice for all innocent victims.
Many of the world's most used websites went offline across the globe last night after an outage at the cloud service company Fastly. Dozens of sites, including the New York Times, the BBC, CNN, and some Amazon sites, and the UK government's homepage could not be reached. Fastly is a content delivery network which stores online images and video in places around the world so they're closer to users, allowing them to be fetched more quickly. Jason Crabtree is a data consultant and he says it shows how critical a handful of companies behind the internet's internal workings have become.
I think it's important to remember that these are big, complex systems. And it just really requires a lot of care and feeding. And it's really, really important for everyone who depends on them to make sure they know what happens to their business, what happens to their business process, if they have to fall back to an alternate or a contingent plan.
Adelaide is the highest ranked city in Australia in The Economist's latest annual survey of the world's most livable cities. It's in third place in the list behind Auckland, which takes the top spot. And Osaka is in second position. Perth comes in at number six, while Melbourne drops to eight, and Brisbane is in 10th spot. The list this year has taken into account the city's success in controlling the COVID-19 pandemic. To AFL and Collingwood's long-standing coach Nathan Buckley is stepping down. He's been in charge of the Magpies since 2012, and his time at the club comes to an end on Monday. Collingwood CEO Mark Anderson says Buckley has always put the club first.
Nathan has said right throughout this process that he would do the right thing by the club. That is not a cliche. In every discussion, every action, every intent that Bucks has had right throughout these discussions, he has at the forefront and very genuinely and authentically had the club and its best interests at heart.
And now the weather. Perth, showers 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 14. Rain at times and becoming windy in Melbourne, 14 degrees. Hobart, showers and windy, 12. A few showers in Canberra, 7. Showers in Wollongong, 16. Sydney, a shower or two, also 16. Rain at times in Newcastle, 16. Brisbane, showers clearing, 18. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, less humid and mostly sunny, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.